halakha. As we know, the halakha says that if a person is drinking something, for example, and he doesn't know how to make the beracha, so we cannot have somebody make the beracha for him, and then the person that makes the beracha doesn't drink, and he just gives it to the person that wants to drink. Doesn't work that way. When it comes to berakat nehenim, if you want to make the berakat to exempt somebody, you have to actually taste the drink yourself. For example, if I'm holding a cup of water, and my friend is holding a cup of water, I can make the berakat shakol out loud. He can answer amen, and we both drink. But I cannot say shakol niyavad baro and walk away, and he answers amen and drinks his water. By berakat nehenim, the person who's making the beracha has to have the hana'ah as well. When it comes to berkat mitzvot, it's not like that. For example, exactly, the person is making the havdalah. So the person that's making the havdalah could say borei pri hagefen, and could say that hamavir mekodesh lechol, and let somebody else drink the wine, because since that borei pri hagefen is a mitzvah. And when it comes to mitzvot, the deen is kol yisrael arevim zeh lazeh, and therefore one person can make the beracha and somebody else can be yotzeh. That's when it comes to berachot of a mitzvah. The question is, what about the cost of berkat hamazon? Some have the custom that when they're making the berkat hamazon, they have zimun. They pour the mezamen a course of yayin, and he holds it during the berakat hamazon. And after berakat hamazon, says shalom v'romav, kosher shemot esa, savri maranam, borei pri hagefen. How do we classify kosher berakat hamazon? Rabbi Akiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch, in his comments, in Siman Kuf Tzad, he says that kosher beracha is, although enhancing the berakat hamazon, it's not considered a mitzvah. Not an obligation. Therefore, the one that makes the gefen has to drink. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, he cannot make gefen and say, you know what, somebody else drink it, like he could do by havdalah or by kiddush. And that's the way the Kafahayim Sofer also is posek, like Rabbi Akiva Eger, that it's not considered an obligation, and therefore he says the one that's making the Zimun has to taste a little first, and then he can give it to somebody else to finish. But he has to taste. That's not the opinion of the Mishnah Berura, however. The Mishnah Berura in the Biur Halakha holds that no, although it might not be an obligation to use a kosher beracha, but it's nonetheless a mitzvah. And therefore, according to the Mishnah Berura, he can give it to somebody else. It comes to a big machloket, a poskin. Between the Kaf HaHayim and the Biur Halakha, the Maaseh, the Halakha Berura, Hakam David Yosef in his Psakim on page 533 and Siman Kuf Tzadi, he came along and said that you should play it safe in order not to put yourself in the Mahloket. And therefore you should drink at least a drop to be yotzeh, the berkat nehenim. And then if you can't finish it, you can let somebody else drink it. However, it's important to know that when it comes to other mitzvot, like havdalah and kiddush, there's no machloket on that. Clearly, one can make the beracha and have somebody else drink the machloket that we're discussing over here is specifically the gabeh kos shel berkat hamazon.